Baba Basra, Daft Sadik Dalad Amud Beis, page 94, side B. Amos Seifa. Say the Seifa of this Mishnah in Kilayim. And according to your words, how are you going to explain it? Because we learn in the Seifa, Rabbi Yosi disagrees on the words of the Chachamim. And he holds that a quarter of a kav that get mixed in another kind, Yavoir, he should sift through the entire type that it was mixed in it. It's not sufficient that he is memayet, that he takes away and he makes it less than a quarter. But according to your words, the question is, for what reason does Rabbi Yosi disagrees and he requires him to sift through all of it? If you're going to say, we will understand that the measure of a reiva by kilayim is b'yoser, ki yoser mereiva t'neifes dami, that it's like more than the quarter of t'neifes it's compared to, and therefore it turns out that the reiva is prohibited from the din. So if so, b'hoka miflige. So then I understood what the Tanoim are arguing and why Rabbi Yosi is machmir, is more stringent. Because Tana Kama Sovar, the first Tana holds, Lekansinon Hetera Otu Isura. We don't punish him to remove from the grain also the less than a quarter that is permissible, because of the measure of the quarter that is prohibited. And it is sufficient with this that he should take away from the other kind and take out until the quantity that is permitted. But Rabbi Yosi Sovar, and Rabbi Yosi holds, that since there is in the grain a quantity which is prohibited from the din, kansinon, so then we penalize the to prohibit the grain until he takes out the entire other kind. Eloi Amret, but if you say that the quarter with regards to kilayim, the quarter of a cup, is kiraiva domi, in other words, that it's similar to the case of the quarter which is with regards to the tenefes, with regards to the sale, so that from halachic mikradin would be permissible. And the reason that he has to be memayit is only achumra alone. The question is, am I yavir? Why does Rabbi Yosef add additional chumra by a quarter that he should have to sift through the entire thing if from halacha Mikradina would be permissible totally? And the Gemara answers, Hosom hainu taima de Rabbi Yosi. Over there, the reason of Rabbi Yosi, the reason that he requires by kilayim to pick through the and to remove the entire quarter is because from the mechaze ki mekayim kilayim. Because it appears as if he is having kilayim exist, because the fact that he picks out some and leaves some, it seems as if he wants this mixture and as if he is keeping kilayim with his hands, which is something which is asur min haTorah. The Gemara asks, according to the second language, that the reason that he has to remove the less than a quarter that's left over and not sufficient just to remove all the up to the quarter, it's because of a knas that we brought down in the second lashon before. So Gemara asks now on this, Toshma, come on, listen, I ask you a question. We learned in the Mishnah, Bab Mitzia Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Shnayim Shivkidu Eitzel Echod, two people that deposited by one person money, one of them deposited the money, 100 zuz, and his friend deposited masayim, 200 zuz. And after a time, when they came to take their deposit, Zaimer Masayim Shali, this one says the 200 belongs to me. Zaimer Masayim Shali, and this one says the 200 belongs to me. So Noisel Lazamona Lazamona. So he gives each one of them a mona, because certainly he knows that each one is owed a mona. But Vashar, and the third money, which he's not sure whose it is, let it lay till Elio comes, and let him figure out whose it is, or else they will make a compromise between them, or one of them will admit. So we see that we won't punish the permissible because of the Asr. In other words, we're not going to take away the entire money, we'll give him whatever we know belongs to them. So how come by the sale, the Chachamim made a punishment that because of the extra, whatever is more than the quarter that he sifts through, so they also punished that he also the extra, which is less than the quarter of the cup. And the Gemara is surprised at this question. The Gemara says, Hachi Ashto. So how, in other words, can you compare the case of Pikodin to the case of Tinaifis? Hosom, in the case by the deposit, Vadbe mona lamaru mona lamaru. For sure, each one deserves a mona, 100. And since the permissible is a certainty, so there was no punishment there. As opposed to Hocha, but over here, with regards to the Tinaifis, even the permissible itself is not sure, because mi yemer the lav kule aruv ariv, who can say with certainty that it's not the seller who mixed in the entire tinoifus that is found now? Because since there are more tinoifus over here, more than the usual, so somehow there is evidence over here that he mixed it in. So maybe he mixed in everything, even also the quarter. And since there is a doubt even on the heter itself, so that's why they punish them, and they should sift through the entire thing. The Gemara now wants to bring a raya from the end of that Mishnah to this opinion that is Kenas. Toshma, come and listen from Misefa, from this Misefa of that Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yosi says, him came, if it's like the words of the Chachamim that you get a mana for each one, Ma'if Sidor Amai, what loss is there to the cheater? He has no incentive to admit for the truth, because he got his anyways. Let it all stay till Elio comes. So the cheater should be losing, and maybe perhaps if he knows that he's going to lose, he's going to come to admit. So here we see that we do punish the permissible because of the prohibited. And the Gemara is surprised. Hachi hashda. How can you compare this to? How can you compare Pekodin to Tenefes? Hosom, in the case of two people that deposit, Vada Ikaramai. One of them is for sure a cheater, because only one person gave 200, and therefore Rabbi Yosi holds that the right thing to do is to punish the cheater so that he should admit, as mentioned before. As opposed to Hocha, with regards to the Tenefes, Mi Yemer Da Ruvi Arif, who says, who can say that for sure that the seller did mix in the tenaifus in there? Ula, perhaps the more than the quarter was mixed in by itself. And since there's no certainty, we don't consent him, we don't punish him. So we don't have a raya either way. So the Gemara brings an additional raya that it's because of knas. Toshma, we learned in Tosefta, but Metzia Perik Hei Halacha Tes, that explains the laws of ribis, that shtar interest, shtar sheyesh be ribis, a document is written in the document that this person borrowed from this person 100 zuz on the condition to pay him back 200 till this time. So we punish the lender, and he cannot collect leyes hakeren v'leyes haribis, not the principal and not the interest. Rabbi Meir. These are the opinion of Meir. So here we see clear evidence that although that from the halacha there is no reason to take away the principal, we punished him the what's permissible because what's prohibited. And the Gemara says, Hochi Hashtam. There is no comparison over here. Because Hosom, over there in the document that has interest, Mishas Ksiva, Hudavid Leishuma, from the time that they wrote the Shtar, there was already the estimate of the interest, and he's already transgressed the prohibition. Therefore, we punish him already also on the principle. As opposed to Hocha, with regards to the Tenefis that's in the Tvua, Mi Yemer Daruvi Arev, who can say for sure that the owner of the grain is the one that mixed in all the Tenefis with his hands, that he actually did it. And since there is no certainty, therefore we don't punish it. But the Gemara thinks that we can prove it from the Sefer of that Braisa, against the opinion that says Okanas. Toshma, come and listen, Misefa of the words of Sefta. Bachachamim, the Chachamim disagree on the words of Rav Meir, who say that you cannot collect not the principal and not the interest, and they hold that a document that has interest in it, that you could collect the principal and you won't collect the interest. So we see that we don't punish from here what's permissible because of the prohibition, what's prohibited. And again, the Gemara pushes up and says, Hochi Hashto. How could you compare? Hosom over there by the document that has interest, Vadai Karna the Tedo. For sure, the principle of the loan, that is permissible. Because that for sure belongs, is the money of the lender. But Hocha, but over here, with regards to the Tenefes that it's mixed in the grain, we're not even sure about the permissible part itself is not in doubt. Because who can say us with certainty that it's not the owner of the field himself who mixed in the tenefes with his hands? So since there is more than the quantity which is usually found, and there is a certain amount of suspicion here, and the raglaim ledavar that he actually put it in his hand because there's a lot more tenefes in there. So perhaps this grain had no tenefes at all, and everything that's found in it is he mixed in. So since there's even a suffix on the heter, the permissible itself, so they punished him that he should sift through the entire thing. Later on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, it's explained that one who sells a field of a base kur without specifically, accurately taking care of the measurement. So even if it turns out that he diminished or he made extra, up to a quarter of a kav for every base, so the deal is in existence. Because each person forgives to the other over the addition or the missing up to this amount. It's quarter of a kav for a base. So according to this, a karka who sizes a base kur, which is 30 saw, the amount that a person forgives is up to 30 quarter of a kav, which is 7.5 kavin for a kur. So what happens if the lacking was missing or the addition was more than a quarter? Then there is no mechila. There's no forgiving, and then they have to make a cheshbon, a calculation amongst them, as will be explained in the braise that follows. So the Gemara thinks that from the following braise that explains these calculations, we can prove, like the first language in the Gemara, that he has to give him back, meikir adin, is from main halach, he has to return everything. Toshma, come and listen. The Toni Ravin Barab Nachman, the Braise, Ravin Barab Nachman learned the Braise that explains the din that was brought down in the Mishnah later on, that says, a person who says to his friend, I'm going to sell you a base kur offer, a size, an area of a kur of 30 saw of sand, of offer, I'm selling to you, whether less or more. If you make less than a quarter of a kav for each saw, or you make extra of a quarter of a kav for each saw, then you accept it upon yourself. And more than that, you make a cheshbon. So how do you make the cheshbon? So the Braisa says, loy and samoiser, not what is left over more than the quarter for the beis saw. Bilvad hu magzir, does he give it to him? Elo magzir loy es kol harvoyin kulon, but he actually has to return to him all the quarters, meaning all the additions or all the subtractions from the beis kur, because since amongst all of them together there is an important piece of property, they don't forgive each other. Alma, so what do we see from here? That if it's a situation where there is no forgiving and you have to return the mistake, so minadin, you have to return everything and it's not a knas, it's not a penalty. The Gemara says, how could you compare? The reason for the mechila of forgiving with regards to our case, with regard to the Tenefes, is different. We cannot compare it to that of the Beis Kur, and therefore there is no comparison between these two cases.